You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Over the weekend, the Adams County Sheriff's Office seized meth and THC after a vehicle stop. It happened on Saturday, April 5th, in the town of Easton. The vehicle was stopped on County Highway A for an equipment violation. During the traffic stop, K-9 Tekla alerted to the odor of illegal drugs. The vehicle was searched, and officers found more than 59 grams of methamphetamine and over 12 grams of THC and other drug-related paraphernalia. Samantha Bork and Audrey Hill were both arrested and transported to the Adams County Jail. Both are facing multiple charges, including possession with intent to deliver meth. Bork and Hill appeared in the Adams County Court on Monday and were each given a $10,000 signature bond. Conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bradley will seek re-election in 2026. Bradley tells WisPolitics she is concerned about what an extremely radical state Supreme Court is going to do over the next 3 years. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Dane County Judge Susan Crawford's win over Brad Schimmel in the April 1st election preserved a 4-3 progressive majority on the court. Bradley says she'll spend the next several weeks figuring out a path to achieving a court that is not led and dominated by what she calls the radical left. Crawford's win locked in a liberal majority through at least 2028, and conservatives will need to hold Bradley's seat next year and Annette Ziegler's seat in 2027 if they want a chance to eventually retake the majority.
The Port Edwards Fire Department is planning to hold a CPR class next month, and they want to know if you're interested. CPR, or cardiopulmonary resuscitation, is an emergency life-saving procedure that helps someone when their heart stops beating. If you'd like to take a CPR course in May, contact the Port Edwards Fire Department to get on the list. Midstate is expanding its meat cutting and butchery program. Because of an extension to its Meat Talent Development Grant awarded by the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, Midstate Technical College will expand activities in the program and continue tuition funding for students through June 2026. The grant will also allow Midstate to introduce the Meat Cutting and Butchery Certificate Program entirely in Spanish. This expands educational opportunities and reflects Midstate's dedication to inclusivity. The grant also supports partnerships with K-12 schools, giving students a chance to earn college credit while still in high school. As we're hearing more about tariffs, it's good to learn from economists what to expect as prices increase. Lisa Hale has the story.
Here's inclusive growth economist Emily Wee.
You take something like, you know, say a car seat for your kid that costs $50 now, that's going to cost $100. You take something like an item of clothing and you've doubled the price for that. So it's going to be a lot of things.
The low estimate impact on your budget is more than $3,800 a year in additional spending.
Stevens Point is launching a low-interest loan program to enhance the rental market in the area. This expansion of the Redevelopment Authority's revolving loan funds, which includes its housing modernization loan, will assist local rental property owners. The new program was approved this month and will provide qualifying rental property owners with a 2% interest loan if they improve access to safe, higher quality housing. Mayor Mike Wiesa stated the community is in need of improved rental housing while keeping costs down. The program targets units which are locally owned and managed, which keeps the funds circulating in the community. Details of the program can be found at StevensPoint.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Timberwolves 110-103. Despite being down 24 points in the fourth quarter, the fans stayed and cheered the team to a win at Fiserv Forum. Doc Rivers.
It was huge, you know. They could have left. I mean, really, the way the game was going. And they hung in there with us. And then they could smell the blood in the water as well. This is why you love home games.
Baseball, top of the seventh inning. Brewers up 4-1. Bryce Turang at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Fly ball, Right center. Doyle is back. He is looking, and it's gone for Terang. Home run number 3, and that hitting streak stays alive. 11 games now for Bryce.
The Brewers beat the Rockies 7-1. The 25-year-old Terang's home run sailing 444 feet, the longest of his career.
Dude, I'm getting older. that's just how it is. I'm starting to get the man strength.
That's Bryce Terang with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Want to feel old? Eminem is a grandfather. The rapper's daughter, Haley Jade Scott, announced on Instagram that she gave birth to a son named Elliot. And to honor her famous father, the baby now shares a middle name with his grandfather. No, it's not Elliot Eminem. It's Elliot Marshall. Eminem's real name is Marshall Mathers. That might put a little pressure on the boy to come up with some sick beats. The Yellowstone series is about to give birth to a new spinoff, with the show's popular 1923 prequel starring Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren now concluded after its season 2 finale last week. The franchise is launching a new prequel. Plot lines for 1944 are being kept under wraps for the moment, but some sources say the show will explore how World War II affects the Duttons. Star of 1923, Brandon Sklenar, takes over Dutton Ranch at the end of 1923 and says he is open to appearing in 1944. Russell Brand is already in trouble for sexual assault charges, but things are about to get worse. Warner Brothers Studios has agreed to turn over footage and outtakes from the set of Arthur in 2011. The studio has made it clear where they stand after being sued along with Brand in 2023 by an extra from the film who said the actor exposed himself to multiple people and assaulted her. What a guy. HBO is giddy over the ratings for the season finale of White Lotus Season 3. The network says 6.2 million viewers tuned in and were treated to a higher body count than we've seen in previous seasons of the show. That shattered the past record for viewers of the show, which was the previous week's 4.8 million viewers. I think it's time for me to check out Season 3. What better game than Monopoly to create a bidding war? There was a competition by studios over a competition series based on the board game, and Netflix is the winner. Variety reports the show is being described as a large-scale social experiment contest that will force contestants to form alliances and betray their competitors. They must walk the line between capitalism and chaos in a cutthroat race to own it all. I think I hate it already. Monopoly debuted in 1935, courtesy of Parker Brothers, and has since sold about 275 million copies worldwide. First, it was people dancing and singing while watching Wicked in theaters that annoyed theatergoers. Now, it's teenage boys who are clapping and cheering during the record-breaking Minecraft movie. In some ways, this is worse than Wicked, because parents who take their kids have to witness this after probably not wanting to set foot in a theater to see Minecraft in the first place. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We could see a few scattered showers or sprinkles later today, tonight into tomorrow, and there may even be a snowflake or two mixed in at some point. Today's high in the upper 40s. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, same thing, upper 40s. We will warm back up into the 60s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.